Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate folks you stopping by as we bring you that next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we do bring them to you here today. Fantastic opportunity to speak with Corey Brown, a very critical ingredient to the success that the Blazers had at Valdosta State this past season. Very big man, a lot of power. I like the way he brings it. But with that said, Corey, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you? And I had him on mute, so I apologize, folks. He's okay. Coming on. So how's the day treating you, my man?
The day is treating me fine, you know, just relaxation, you know, a little day break from training, and then we're back to work this week.
Yeah, and we were talking right before we went live. You said it was just nice kind of just to get back home, kind of see old friends, kind of get a routine absent of just being on campus and football.
Yeah, it's been. The weather is definitely different, but it's been wonderful seeing my friends, family, actually catching up, you know, actually moving on, graduating college with a degree, and then now just working towards the next level.
Nice. So let's dial back to a young Corey Brown. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you on the field way back then, or did you take some time before you got on the gridiron?
Yeah, I played Pop Warner for the Upper Marlboro Mustangs for a bit. Took a break in between, you know, between middle school and high school. Started back playing in high school in 10th grade, you know, because my coach at the time wanted me to play so badly because of my size. And then next thing you know, I planned the season, my junior season, and I ended up getting the 26 offers. So, you know, it's been a blessing, you know, to get back in it and do my thing.
Oh, that's awesome. So the size, I mean, you're a massive size guy. Were you always the bigger, more athletic kid, or did that take some time before you figured everything out and how to put that all together?
I've always been big. My whole family's very large but not as tall. So me looking, hovering down over him now is just crazy. People haven't seen me in so many years. They're just like, oh, wow, you really shot up. So it's been crazy, but at the same time, it benefits me on the field.
Yeah, you know what the other thing, too, is, you know, you guys get on those weight programs and strength and conditioning, and absent of just even growing, I mean, you guys get so muscular and just massive in terms of just body mass. And, you know, I've known a lot of guys that go away, they come back, and the family say the same thing. Like, we didn't even recognize them because it's so much work. And the best part is, as you prepare for this next level, I mean, you're going to get into a type of physical condition that you're not even probably ready yet for. And none of you guys are, because you're probably going to be in the best condition of your life come, you know, pro day and all the things that come in that nature. Once again, Corey Brown, the Valdosta State defensive lineman here on the C2P, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find this particular show with this particular 2022 NFL draft prospect. Corey, you've had a few stops. I saw that you were at the JUCO level, Central Oklahoma. Was it a whirlwind, your collegiate career, or did you just kind of take it in stride?
I just took it in stride. You know, me getting an offer out of junior go to a junior college like Arizona Western was a blessing. Being experienced, like seeing the guys that actually came from the Division I, Division II level, had, you know, competing them as bounce backs, and me coming in as a true freshman and able to win spots and beat people out was just showing that how talented I was. And me going to Central Oklahoma, playing in the MIAA against good competition like Fort Hays, Northwest Missouri, kind of prepped me to be able to play in the GSC and play as physical as I could.
Nice. And I noticed on the bio page of Valdosta State, you were named team captain as a freshman at Arizona Western. Dude, that's – I mean, as a freshman guy saying, listen, this kid's coming in and they respect you enough, you're leading by example and doing things. I mean, we got to shed some light on that. Can you take us through it?
Yeah. So I came in Arizona Western during the spring semester, and I was a quiet kid, always came to work every day, just had the work ethic I have no other, running sand dunes, always wanted to be on the field, of course, after school and stuff like that. So a lot of the older guys took notice of that, and some coaches did too, because even late nights I'd be out there. At the time, I was playing offensive guard, so out there practicing my steps, everything else, you know, had bring somebody along with me. So Coach Minnick decided to, you know, make me a team, one of the team captains, and order around the offensive line at the time. But then I made the transfer to defensive lineman because of my athleticism, and now it had me going for 50 offers out of junior college. So that's why I was able to get Central Oklahoma and then so many other schools. So.
Nice, and you've done it, and you've continued to build your game up and rise up, and now we're here. Now, this is your show, and we want, you know, we know the NFL personnel do listen in, and we want to showcase you as best as we can. That's why I always ask you guys, I mean, if these scouts are breaking down tape of you, what do you think they're going to notice? I call them your hallmark home run abilities, where they're going to say, man, we want to bring this kid in. We want to know more about him.
Okay, one thing they're going to see is just the explosiveness, the power, the knockback that I bring, the demand of holding my gap. And then even off the field, they're going to see the work ethic like no other. Me watching film numerous days, numerous times, any time of the day, and just getting little hints of, okay, what this – the tendencies of the offensive lineman would do. So you're going to have a dependable, work hard type of guy.
I love it. And you mentioned that film junkie aspect. This is one of my favorite questions, and people who listen to the podcast know where I'm going with it. Is there a game or a play in a game where you spent all week breaking down tape, Saturday rolls around, and what you study comes to fruition? And, you know, it doesn't have to be a forced fumbled sack, but just a little niche that changed the game or you helped make a play. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, us playing West Florida, I've noticed the running back number 5, he used to always, when he's ready for a check down or anything, he would normally tug his jersey or get closer to the line to help the offensive lineman to chip the defensive end for so he can just flare out. So I used to always pay attention to that. So now what my attack is, I'm making sure I'm attacking more so the guard inside shoulder. So now I can just put my foot in the ground and go right to him as soon as Austin Reed, because he's the quarterback, decides to dump it off to the running back. So that's one thing I have. That's one thing I know I can trust film on.
I love it. See, and then, you know, we're just watching football on Saturday. We're just thinking, hey, you know, play after play. But there are so little many, you know, ingredients that go into the success of a play. That's my favorite thing to hear you guys kind of come, you know, share with us. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? You mentioned the film study. I think we actually know by being a team captain as a freshman that the leadership abilities are there. Maybe a weight room warrior. Maybe the defensive scheme that you guys ran, it, you know, didn't allow you to showcase other skills. What remains unseen that these scouts need to know about?
What remains to see is the the passing guru concept. I am a phenomenal pass rusher. A lot of the defense, a lot of the scheme-wise wouldn't have me involved in that. They would have me more so rundowns. But I can definitely rush the passer. A lot of my Central Oklahoma film shows that. And even in Arizona Western, just me being there and me being versatile as an offensive and defensive lineman, that shows how the versatility that I have and the confidence I have in my game. I'm just the most dependable person you can have.
Excellent. Once again, Corey Brown here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft and finding out what this young man brings to this NFL draft table. I'm curious. I see so many variables on the internet, and we have you on the show. So what is your current height weight so we have that validated?
My current height weight is 6'3", 328 pounds.
Wow. Dude, that's incredible size. And, you know, the thing, this is the one thing I would like if I was you. You know, when, you know, if you arrive at pro day or tryout, size matters. And when scouts see a guy your size and with that ability, they're just going to take notice because they say to themselves, you know what, we can mold this kid into exactly what we want because all the pieces are there. We just got to get it to, you know, go in the direction that we need it to. So that's fantastic stuff. I love it. How about this one? as you get ready for your pro day, and I don't know if pro day is set, though, you know, how do you kind of plan on attacking the next few months so you're in the best shape possible?
There's more so endurance, really focus more so on the 10-yard split and the 40-yard dash and the shuttle. And weight room-wise, bench press-wise, I'm trying to aim for it towards 35 to 40 reps. So I'm trying to really show scouts. And, yeah, and GMs, because I bench press over 400 pounds, and then I squat close to 700. So I'm just trying to show my strength, but my endurance as well, and also that I'd be able to move with the size that I have. I could be able to move very well to the next level.
Dude, you could probably curl me. I weigh like 150. You could probably curl me. Man, that's now. I tell you what, I always like to lead, you know, something positive out of the show. That might be my teaser on Twitter. You know, NFL draft prospect Corey Brown aims to put up 35 to 40 reps at 225. You know, that'll definitely garner some attention. Wonderful stuff, Corey. I'm so glad we got to, you know, get you on the podcast. And I know we were scheduled to go yesterday, but you were kind enough to join us early. And like I said, got excited to get you on. When you football outside of what you do, I mean, are you going to be watching the playoffs today? Are you a big football fan, or you just kind of play the game and go about your business?
Yeah, no, I'm watching. I'm actually an Eagle fan right now. We're actually playing right now, but I wanted to take the time off and show my appreciation, you know, scheduling me earlier to take the time.
Well, listen, we're going to let you get back to your Eagles and Jalen Hurts and company, and hopefully they upset on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My daughter's boyfriend is a big Eagles fan, and he's always peppering me to try to have Jalen Hurts call him. I'm like, dude, I don't have Jalen Hurts' phone number. I really think I could get him to call you, but nonetheless, if that opportunity arises, I will make it happen. Before we let you go, though, we do like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure.
All right. Are you a better singer or are you a better dancer?
I'm more so a better dancer. I got sweet feet.
That's a good thing, especially for a D lineman, having good feet. Well answered there. How about this one? Your head coach, any pet peeves during practice, anything that would set him off that you guys kind of would joke about afterwards?
Just making fun of his height. You know, he was a short guy, so, you know. Little things like that, like getting after the quarterback. I said, I would try to sack you, but you're too short. That would give him a plot. That would be hilarious.
Fair enough. That's a good one. And then the final one, listen, pro day is going to be here before you know it. The draft's going to be here before you know it. That weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. Special day. That said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special moment?
My mom's the best cook in my family, and the one thing I would make her have is spaghetti because, you know, me being a big guy, I'm hungry, but, you know, I can't really – trying to get that 40 time a little bit more down, so I can't really eat as much. But as soon as I get a call, I'm going to just eat a whole bunch of spaghetti.
I love it. Well, Corey Brown, his mom is now on the clock as well for a fantastic spaghetti meal for his son on draft day. Hey, we always like to tell our guests, stay humble. Stay hungry, blessed. We can't wait to follow you as you make your path towards this next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. Once again, Corey Brown, the standout defensive lineman, Valdosta State. And listen, this kid brings power. And you know what? The one question I did forget to ask is he's such a humble kid, but, man, he is violent on the field. I forgot to ask him, when does he flip that switch and become the force that we see? And 35 to 40 reps at 225, if he puts that up, he's going to be in the mark making for the highest prospects in the 2022 draft class. So much to like about this young man. Appreciate him stopping by, especially taking time away from his Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. Nonetheless, he stopped by to join the show. As always, we appreciate you folks joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.